Well, it's been a bit of a week for us at the cathedral too. The old cathedral, that is, the medieval cathedral of St Michael, for it was its turn to find itself in the limelight with two rather different but both special events. On Tuesday evening, we celebrated the disappearance of the scaffolding that's been in place continuously for the past few years. Of course, we weren't trying to rebuild. As a Coventry child said to her grandma, if they fix it, how will we remember? But instead, the scaffolding helped us to preserve what remains. The ruins are important, you see. They're an iconic symbol for the city, with an influence that stretches far and wide. They hold a special place in our affection, as a link with the past, and a reminder of that remarkable decision made here 75 years ago to choose peace and reconciliation rather than bitterness and revenge. I think it's really important that we didn't simply tidy up and build over the rubble, because those ruins speak of all the mistakes that we've made, all the dreams we've shattered. But they represent future hope and fresh starts too, because of the events that flowed from November 1940. When we held a service of blessing and thanksgiving there on Tuesday, we recommitted ourselves to that agenda and all that goes with it, putting peacemaking at the heart of our lives in the cathedral and beyond. On Thursday night, things looked rather different, as Cov Uni held a summer ball, transforming the medieval walls into a magical backdrop for students to dance the night away, a last hurrah before moving on from their time here to enter the world of work. I love the thought that the ruins are a pivot point for such different experiences, not to mention the hundreds of people who just spend time there quietly sitting, eating lunch, meeting friends. Somehow they speak of both past and future, and of a way of being that accepts past wounds without being tied down by them. If these walls could speak, I know they'd be worth listening to.